I mean, you know how hard it was before this playoff. I remember it was always about, man, you just got to go undefeated. You got to go undefeated. You got to get to, you know, get to the end of the season, and then you'll have a chance to play for the Crystal Football.
It's the future!
Down and Distance
on WGNRadio.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Down and Distance. Jared Payton here, flying solo on this mission as we kind of get into everything going on in college football. You're getting all this on WGNRadio.com. Let's get into it. Let's start with the college football playoff rankings. The second rankings came out, and a lot of people still upset. The top four still staying the same, as you got Clemson, who's undefeated at number one, and rightfully so. Then you have Alabama coming in at number two with that one loss to Ole Miss. You got Ohio State at number three, undefeated so far. And then Notre Dame rounds out the top four, 9-1, with that only loss to number one Clemson. And listen, I get it. I understand why Iowa fans are upset. I can understand why Oklahoma State fans are upset. But we talked about this before. When we look at this ranking, it's not just about – I think it's a little bit more than just wins and losses when you look at these rankings now that the committee is judging on, because we all know, and let's be upfront with it, when it comes down to a big reason why they decided to come up with this playoff was because of the green, the money. You got to be able to follow the money trail. And now people are already calling for, you know, more teams and adding on to this playoff. I have to say, though, I really, truly like four teams. It's something to me where every single week I'm watching to make sure. I mean, I can understand it. Listen, I'm not going to be upset if there's more football, especially college football. I prefer college football over professional football. Call me crazy. I played at every single level. To me, college is where I probably had the most fun playing the game. It just was something about the sport. And every single week, games count. And Iowa fans, we know this. I know you're upset. But listen, you guys control your destiny, though, right now. You're 10-0. People are counting you out. They don't believe that you're the real deal. You play in the Big Ten. Who do they play? They're not flashy enough. Listen, flashy, not flashy. The one thing that you have to be proud of and that you have to respect is that they're 10-0. Playing in college football, I mean, you know how hard it was before this playoff. I remember it was always about, man, you just got to go undefeated. You got to go undefeated. You got to get to, you know, get to the end of the season, and then you'll have a chance to play for the Crystal Football. Now the trophy has changed a little bit. That new national championship trophy, I don't know. I mean, I'm not like a huge fan of the design, but I'm not really worried about that anyway. I think it's all about being able to say that you're the champions that year. But Iowa controls their destiny, and they get a chance to, if they keep winning, to meet Ohio State, the Big Ten Conference Championship, and they get a chance to meet Ohio State for the Big Ten Championship. And, you know, if you can go off and beat Ohio State, you can beat Urban Meyer and that team in Columbus, then rightfully so, you will be in that top four. It will happen if you play and you keep winning. So don't feel sorry for yourself that you're not in the top four. You're still working on that. You can earn that. Oklahoma State, I don't know if I really have any feelings about OK State. I mean, defensively, Big 12 teams, I've always been talking about defensively. I just don't know if they could be able to hold up. Defensively, I think Oklahoma State is better than a lot of those teams in the Big 12. But still, I don't know enough. And so the 10-0 is something that I have to respect. But we already know that the Big 12 doesn't get enough respect anyway. People don't respect them, and they put up basketball scores, right? Everybody's like, nobody plays defense. Well, I think you got to keep winning. I think this is where these teams, these undefeated teams, have an opportunity to kind of make themselves known and make a case for themselves. You got to keep winning. But the team, though, that moved up from last week to this week was Oklahoma. There's something about Oklahoma that I really, really like, you guys. I mean, they're a team that when I look at that top four and I go, what other teams, if you slid a team in here somewhere and you had to remove one, you know, would that team be able to handle and play with those teams in that top four? And Oklahoma's that team for me. I mean, I really thought that, you know, there was a possibility, and I thought it would be a little bit crazy, but Oklahoma could be in that top four, 9-1, kind of same as Notre Dame. But I get why Notre Dame's there. And I'm not taking anything away from Notre Dame. They're 9-1. They lost to Clemson in a game that they could have won. And in a game that if they were on just with no rain and just a neutral site somewhere, they beat Clemson. That's how I feel. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. But for a team that's lost so many starters this season, so many starters and backups coming in, hats off to Brian Kelly, what he's done at Notre Dame, because that means that you've been recruiting well and that you have talent behind talent behind talent. You're good. Notre Dame kind of controls their destiny as well. They just got to keep winning. And I know it hurts just a little bit when you look at Stanford losing. I get that to the Ducks. But, yeah, because that was supposed to be that marquee game, another game for this Notre Dame team to have underneath their belt. But, hey, just keep winning. Oklahoma, to me, I really like him. Baker Mayfield, something about the kid. He's got swag on the football field. And they're clicking at the right time right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma keeps winning and finds a way to somehow. It's going to be tough for them. But you start to look even down the line at some of these other teams. I mean, even Michigan State. You know, I was talking to a bunch of Michigan State fans the other night at the Champions Classic at the UC, and everybody's upset. Well, listen. You can't lose a game. Let's keep it real. Michigan State, from the beginning of the year, you watch them. You watch how they played, especially in that Oregon game. Man, I was going, look at this defense. That's what's so hard about, you know, the game of football, is that you can't have any lapses, because especially in college football, because every game certainly counts. You start to go down the list. One of the teams, though, to me, that I got a chance to watch very well last week because they beat the brakes off of my Hurricanes was North Carolina. Good team. Like them. I don't know if they're flashy enough. Doesn't matter if they're flashy enough. They keep winning. They're 9-1. But, yeah, you really start to break it down. And going back up to the top four, I really don't know if anyone is going to beat this Alabama team. I mean, I've been watching college football all season, and I know Ohio State could get to that point where they flip on a switch and they're ready to go, but I just really don't know if anybody's beating Bama. And it's not I'm not going into this SEC dominance anymore. Like, Alabama is dominant. I mean, yeah, on both sides. Kenyon Drake, they're going to miss him. But when you can run the football, Derrick Henry, just a monster. Taking care of the football on offense and then on defense. I mean, that defensive line, that front seven is getting after it. I mean, they're going to be tough to beat. I just don't know. I mean, last year you saw Ohio State, and what did they do? I mean, with Ezekiel Elliott, they just ran the football down the line. I don't know if anybody's running the football on Alabama. I just really don't see it. That's the great thing about college football. We get to watch all these games. Some of these games coming up, man, it's like semifinal game. So hopefully I'm just going to sit down and enjoy. Hope you enjoy as well. We'll recap next week as we get the new rankings. But hit me up on Twitter at Peyton Sun, PAYTONSUN. Let's talk about this more. Let's keep the conversation going. This is Down and Distance, where we always convert here on WGNRadio.com.